Joining us right now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line is Daryl Comer, UFIRST sports agent. For those of you who don't know, the Chinese Basketball Association remains indefinitely suspended due to the coronavirus outbreak. And former NBA players such as Stanford alum Jason Randall, they're in limbo. They're waiting to see if play will resume. Randall has received some offers to play in the NBA, so we're talking to his agent right now. Daryl, how weird is this, just in general, as a situation to deal with for somebody who's been doing your job?
Hey, good evening. Well, I think you hit it on the nail with the word weird. You know, it's something that was completely unexpected. There's no precedence for it. So we're kind of, learning as we're going and trying to find as many relevant situations as we can. But there's nothing that really compares to this.
What has your client been told that he can and can't do in terms of leaving and employment and all the other things and the ramifications of the coronavirus?
Well, that's been the toughest part, because obviously we had business in China before it really became big news in the U.S. We were abreast of it, and Jason was able to get out of there along with the other American players, before it became like a worldwide thing. And, they've been back. Jason's been back exactly a month now. Because of the way that the contracts are structured, every player signs the same standard contract, and it ends when the 19-20 season ends. And that's been the most frustrating part, because typically, if everything would have been normal, his last game would have been March 12th. Mm. And so that's why a lot of guys, if you look at the names of some of the players that are there, outside of Jason Randall, it's a lot of guys that people are familiar with, that people have seen, get NBA minutes. And they do that because it's an opportunity for them to sign lucrative contracts, but then still be available for the end of the NBA season. And so with this taking place, it's put a hold on, what a lot of people's plans were for their career trajectories. But at the same time, there's been a stall in payments. So, we're currently in a situation now where we have a guy who is getting NBA interest. We've had multiple teams reach out about him, even offer contracts. But because the contract says to the end of the 19-20 season, and the Chinese league is refusing to say whether or not, the exact date that the league will resume, we're just in limbo. And most teams have not continued to pay their players. And so now we're in a situation where, Chasen, especially, is a player who is getting NBA interest, has not received his payment for the month of February, but is also not afforded the opportunity to further his basketball career, which was one of the main reasons for us choosing this job in the first place.
Spain & Company on ESPN Radio, Clinton Yates, Jason Goff, Daryl Comer, UFIRST sports agent, joins us here on the program. Now, I don't want to sort of put you in a position where you've got to say something that you shouldn't say, but I do want to ask this. Is there any belief that this is sort of due to the lack of clearance, due to confusion, concern, or do you perhaps think that this is untoward? Is it perhaps a level of caution that they are trying to employ here, or is this just an excuse? I mean, I'm not sure I would understand why this would be a problem unless they think something is actually wrong, at which point I wonder what they would have told you on that front.
Yeah, no, I think you're asking the million-dollar question, because, that's the situation we're in. So, and it gets interesting in Chasen's situation. I think that's why so many people have taken interest in it, because we actually have two examples of other players who are very high-level players and were able to sign opportunities in Europe. But Chasen is the first player to actually get an offer to play in the NBA. And his last offer was a 10-day contract, and that's what really set us off, because, everything that's been out right now has been a rumor. And the rumor is that they're going to attempt to resume the season in April with no definitive date. But if you look at the calendar, if Jason were to sign a 10-day contract in the NBA, obviously that contract would expire, with a month to go before, even if they did resume the league, that it would occur. And I think it's that confusion. It's the ability to manipulate the contract. I mean, this was a very, there's nothing to compare this to. It's something that you can't expect. So when you sign these standard contracts, you don't see something like this happening. And, obviously, as you've been covering on your show tonight, it's affecting sports worldwide, and people are learning as we go. So, this particular example is, the highest level of basketball, the Dream League. you've got a player who has an opportunity to play in that league, and it wouldn't even affect if they decided to resume the league in April, and now he's unavailable to further his career and make money because of it. That's what makes this such a tough situation, and why I think a lot of people have taken interest to his situation, and now, you know, we're talking about it.
Yeah, Clinton, I want to kind of like help to figure this thing out for him now, because this story
yeah,
is wild.
That would be helpful, man.
Yeah,
that would,
like
that would
I
be
mean,
helpful,
is,
you know,
the trade laws, sure. Like the trade laws, like, can you, are his services considered an export or an import? Like, do we have to get political here? Like, what's next for you guys?
Well, that's a great question. So the way the process works is that, you know, international basketball is governed by FIBA, the International Federation. And so when a player is playing internationally, even if an NBA team has interest in signing that player, they still have to request a letter of clearance. So, you know, I feel like, you know, my agency, You First, has done a really good job of prepping the team for this potential, because, you know, Chasen was a great NBA player, you know, last year. So even us taking this opportunity, we had in mind that he was going to be competitive for NBA jobs when this time of the year came around. So, you know, we did a good job of preparing them for it, even though we didn't have the offers. But then once the offers start pouring in, you know, the NBA team has to apply through FIBA for the letter of clearance. But the team has the opportunity to either give the letter of clearance so that the player can sign the contract or reject it. And they, because they're able to manipulate the contract, because it specifically says the end of the 19-20 season, but there's been no date on whether or not it could resume. So technically, the 1920 season, if they cancel the league, is already ended. But because there's that vagueness in the standard contracts, they were able to reject the letter of clearance. So now we're appealing through FIBA. But at the same time, you know, as you're aware, the NBA is still continuing to go. So we're kind of in that process now and starting that process. And hopefully we can get him free, because now he's in a position where, you know, one of the most talented basketball players on the planet, you know, can't further his career, and also is unable to accrue income. So
this makes
it's,
sound dumb.
It's very unfortunate.
This makes sound dumb. I'm sorry, Clinton, but can he file like retirement papers over there and be like, I don't want to play basketball anymore, and then just pop up over here?
I'll piggyback on that, and like, can the NBA sort of step in directly to appeal to FIBA and say, hey, you guys, for this sort of clerical nonsense, are holding us up. You know what I mean? For the greater good of basketball, is there some sort of clause that can be introduced here that, I mean, if it's nothing to no one, you know what I'm saying, pay it and just let people play. I mean, it seems like there's an appeal that goes to the greater purpose of the game rather than just one particular player's specific contract.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. You know, that's what we're hoping for. And again, we appreciate this platform because although Chasen is the first player to receive an offer from the NBA, like I said, there's very talented players in that league who I'm sure at some point will also be considered as well. So, you know, we're hoping that through this appeal process, you know, FIBA is able to recognize that this is a worldwide issue, that there's a lot of questions being answered. There's a lot of leagues internationally being halted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that, you know, just as you dive into it, as you really look at what this situation is, it's somewhat of a no-brainer, especially if the player isn't being paid their owed salary, you know, their money's earned, and not given the opportunity to further their career. It only makes sense, but at the same time, it's due process. So, you know, FIBA's going to have to do their due diligence, which we trust they will, but they're going to do their due diligence, look into the situation, and then hopefully, you know, within the next week or so, make their ruling that allows him to have the freedom to sign in the NBA, because those opportunities, as we all know, don't just come around like that.
He's Daryl Comer. He's a You First sports agent. He's Chasen Randall's agent, and he's dealing with a lot. Dude, thank you so much for explaining all this to us. Appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate the opportunity and the platform.